Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Don't look back now. Thursday has arrived. One more day to the Friday before the weekend, baby. It's just these weeks, man. They go so fast. I love it. I'm not going to lie. I enjoy this. Simpsons movie came out in 2007.
Okay, you were close. You were absolutely close.
18 years ago.
That's insane. It's coming out in 2 years.
No, the next one. The original one came out in 2007.
Oh, gotcha.
Spider Pig. That's all I remember. That and Home Between a Rock and a Hard Place. Yes.
Wasn't that where they blamed Canada in that movie? Oh, wait, that was the South Park movie.
Yeah.
I don't remember much of the Simpsons movie, I'll be honest with you. That was 18 years ago. That's a long time ago. I may have to rewatch it before the sequel comes out because that's what we all needed, the Homer Simpson sequel in the Simpsons. But give them credit, man. That is a long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Long, long running show. And as right, Bob didn't believe me because, Mac, I bet this movie was must see for you. The Social Network.
Oh, I loved The Social
Came out
Network.
15 years ago.
That wow. To me is that's the one right there that hit me. Yeah, that hit me hard right there, man. 15 years ago. I thought that movie would have just come out the last couple of years or whatever. But, you know, it goes so fast, man. You just don't remember anymore. I remember going to college and there was an older guy in our fraternity and he goes, eventually you won't remember who's in what, you know, class. Right. And I go, oh, I'll never have that kind of memory. He was absolutely right. I can't remember anything like that kind of stuff. Those details and how fast it moves anymore, because it just goes so damn fast. 15 years ago, The Social Network came out? God.
Oh, yeah. We're almost, what, 21 years old at Facebook? Came out in, like, 2004, I think?
Yeah, somewhere around
so
there.
So, like,
yeah.
We're past 21. We're at 21.
We're at 21. Yeah, Facebook can drink.
Yeah, baby.
Well, they've been drinking for the last 21 years. And really, in 2020, they drank a lot on Facebook. And so that's the last time I was on there.
The Zook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. There's like not making a sequel, but there's something based off of that movie coming out.
The Social
something.
Network or The yes. Simpsons?
The Social Network.
Okay, The Social Network.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, and Jesse Eisenberg said, no, thank you.
He said, I'm out. Yeah.
I heard he's an ass.
I did hear that as well, which
I
sucks.
Heard that from, like, Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's telling people their asses?
Yeah.
I mean, that's rich.
That guy's dad spent life in prison. Little known fact about Woody Harrelson's dad was a prisoner. I forget. I think he, like, I don't know what he did, so I don't want to say it. But yeah. I know he was. I know his dad was like in jail for like basically his whole life. But yeah, they did Zombieland together, and he was like, "Yeah, it's just like cutting teeth." He's like, "It's just brutal." Like he'd show up, and he was the greatest thing in the world. Like he knew his lines. If you didn't, it was like figured out. Like same with like Michael Cera. Heard he's a jerk.
Oh, he sucks apparently.
Yeah, Chase sucks too. Apparently,
We knew Chevy Chase sucked back in Caddyshack days. Because that's what always surprised me about Caddyshack was. Harold Ramis, RIP, one of the greatest directors of all time, he would say that the first scene they shot for Caddyshack was the scene with Chevy Chase and Bill Murray where he's like, yeah, you got a pool over there, right? He goes, well, we got a pond.
Pond,
probably better for you.
Right.
That scene, because every time Bill Murray and Chevy Chase were in the same room, they wanted to kill each
other. They
wanted
to kill each other.
And like, you think about it, you kind of think about this out loud. You're like, you know, Bill Murray's been around for quite a while, right?
Yep.
You think about Bill Murray's persona. Cubs games, Bears games, Bulls games, Space Jam, Ghostbusters. You're like, I can understand why certain people may not like Bill Murray because it's just like it never stops. Like it's like, dude, are you a real person? But like he's not a jerk. And then there's like Chevy Chase, who we know told Lorne Michaels, hey, I don't think I'm going to do Saturday Night Live anymore. The show sucks.
Show
it's going to fail.
Yeah.
Here we are in 2025.
Yeah, we were just watching highlights this morning of Chris Farley, right?
You know? And was the original Weekend Update and was like, this isn't going to work. And then you hear like stories from like Beverly D'Angelo from like the scene, from like scenes from Christmas Vacation and all these movies. Like Chevy Chase is not a good guy.
No. And he really didn't even follow the script. Most of his stuff was ad-lib, which is very impressive, actually, that he's able to do stuff like that. But, you know, behind the scenes, just a total jerk and whatnot. And somebody that doesn't really want to be around. Yeah, it's true, man.
It's like, really true.
I told you, like with Kevin James, he wasn't a jerk, but it was just not fun. You know, it's like, oh, man. And I was warned, don't put the guy on. You're going to be disappointed. Don't put him on.
Yeah, but
you've kind of got the same personality as Mac and I, where like people tell you not to do something,
and
you're
going to
do it.
Yeah, just of course.
Just to know it for yourself.
Right, exactly.
Like, Bob will do that with us every once in a while. Like, yeah, you don't need to go do that. Don't do it. And then we go do it, and you're like, damn, Bob was right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
But this was like Kevin James. This wasn't like, you know, don't text and drive. This was like Kevin James. Like, I wanted to meet this guy, right?
Like, yeah. You never want to meet, you know, players or maybe managers you really look up to.
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
That's a great answer. I love it.
So we got that in the record books now. It's so funny.
It was so good. That's why I love him, because he's got that kind of dry sense of humor and personality that doesn't take himself too seriously.
He kind of reminds me of
Kind of reminds me of like Toby from The Office.
A little bit. Yeah.
But not like a Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
Just like, so things are pretty awesome in the locker room. Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
But I really, dude, that's what you want in your coach and your manager, right? You don't want a guy who's overreacting and screaming and yelling all the time. Just kind of be calm, man. It's okay. Things are going to go wrong. We know that.
He seems like a perfect mixture of a Q we're talking about.
Yeah.
Of like Joe Madden mixed with makes sense. Mixed with like Terry Francona.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love every night. I don't get to see anymore because the Dodgers ruined it for us last night.
How about the Dodgers? You could have lost that game and we could have had four game threes today, man. I was so rooting for that.
I was sitting on my couch last night watching that game and the recliner, and I'm sitting there like, you know, I think the Dodgers might be the most the most hated franchise in any sports platform.
I think they've passed the Yankees and the Patriots. Well,
what
have
the Yankees won / done?
Nothing since 2009.
They didn't pay Soto, which is a classic 90s Yankee move. Oh, you don't like us having Soto and Judge? Get bent. Here we go.
Yeah.
They got rid of Soto. They don't really, I mean, they have Garrett Cole, but like, and unless they go get like Paul Skeens and next guy,
right?
Then they're back to their normal ways. But they haven't won a World Series in 2009. They've missed the playoffs multiple times. They've gone through a couple of managers in Girardi and now Boone. And if Boone, I think, loses a series, I think he's gone, even though there's some people that disagree.
Yeah.
It's Boston.
Yeah.
It's Boston.
It is. But the manager doesn't really have much control anymore.
They
you
do
know?
Now. Because last playoffs, night he clearly listened to the media.
Yeah. Oh,
he went out there to Rodon. It was like, hey, man, I'm not taking you out. I'm just going to make it look like I am, because you know what they said yesterday when I took out Fry.
Right. And then he left them in. And what did Rodon do? Get the double MFR out, man. It was done. Yeah. What a great game that was.
Boone's right back in the winner's seat.
Yeah.
They win last night. Ben Rice hits a home run. Like, who'd have had Ben Rice and Volpe as the two home run hitters of the Yankees in the playoffs?
Right? Yeah.
But no, like, I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, man, I think, you know, in football, like, yeah, the Chiefs, but like, Philadelphia won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Philadelphia's kind of got that tush-push thing. The Chiefs aren't necessarily, maybe I'm out of my mind when I think about this, but I don't think the Chiefs need to look at me like, gosh, I hate that team.
What do you hate about the Chiefs is, like, the fact that Taylor Swift is involved, right? The Philadelphia Eagles got a coach everybody wants to punch in the face and a play that nobody likes.
Right, and then you look at, like, the Chiefs don't go out and, like, buy people. Like, if anything, the Chiefs get, they get Terrell Suggs.
Right.
Like, LeSean McCoy, Le'Veon Bell. They don't go get, you know, a big time free agent player that's out there. They get like MVS or, you know, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Chiefs won a lot, but like the Dodgers in the offseason, what do we say? It's like, oh, they got this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. Like half their pitching staff isn't pitching, and it's guys like Tyler Glasnow, that's a Cy Young candidate every single year, it seems. Ace in Tampa Bay, Blake Snell, Shohei Ohtani, all these guys.
Oh, Kershaw's still around.
Yeah. And then you watch that game last night and you're like, all day long, you're like, all right, Cleveland won this game. Let's go. Okay, here come the Padres. Machado starts to tone off. They beat Chicago. Awesome. And then you watch that Boston-New York game last night, which was playoff theater.
It was
this
great.
This team's winning, then this team's winning, then this team wins. Now this team's leading.
Duran makes a huge error out in left field.
The biggest heel in baseball saves the game and wins the game.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers play, and you're watching the game, and you're like, all right, Reds are up 2-0. And then it's like, now it's 7-2. And this game's over. And then they come back with the announcement right after they win, like, oh, yeah, the Reds, they were secondhand news. Shout out Fleetwood Mac, which they were. It should have been the Mets. But, like, the Dodgers brush off. They go, oh, and by the way, game one of the NLDS, Shohei Ohtani's taking the mound. Thank you very much.
Like,
thank you very much.
Well, which is great. I mean, that's what you want. It's too bad it's a Saturday night and everybody's going to be doing other things. I mean, but it is what it is, you know, when it comes to baseball. I'd love for Shohei Ohtani to be toeing the slab on a Tuesday night when there's nothing else going on and we can all focus on, boom, that's what's going on.
They bought everybody this offseason.
Yeah.
That's what got the conversation going about a salary cap and a salary. Like, it'll be the Dodgers' fault the baseball shuts down.
Yeah, probably.
Because we want a salary cap because of what happened last offseason with the Dodgers, where you're like, they can't keep doing this. This is getting ridiculous. They do this whole, like, furloughing the money all the way until they're 48 years old. And all of a sudden, it's like, now the Dodgers have this roster. The Dodgers are going to win the World Series. I can tell you right now, they'll sweep whoever they play in this next round, whoever it is. Well, I guess it'd be the Phillies. Is that where they play?
Yeah, Phillies, yeah.
Those Phillies will fall. Hopefully, I don't want to see another Phillies World Championship. But, like, that's what's going on. And then now all of a sudden you watch this game last night and you're robbed from a fourth game three.
Yeah.
We got one. We got two. Everything followed suit. And then it's like, thanks, L.A. Obviously, they go on and play. So I hate the – like, there's not a team in basketball that's like that, I don't think. right? The Lakers dynasty's not
I think it's wherever LeBron is who
but
you
that's
hate.
A player.
Yeah, but that's why you hate that team, I think.
I don't know.
I think that's kind of the way. That's clearly not that way in hockey. Nobody hates anybody.
I think in football, it's like there's multiple. People hate the Chiefs. People hate the Philadelphia Eagles. People hate, I don't know, Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
People hate, you know, this thing. It's not just focused on one generated team, and that's who the Dodgers are. They are the evil empire of baseball.
Yeah,
they're ruining the game of baseball. They're taking all the fun. No, they are.
But you know, until Major League Baseball stops it, they're playing within the rules. And I will never hesitate. You know, for telling these guys stop playing within the rules. They're doing what they need to do to try to put the best team on the field within the rules of Major League Baseball. And so I can't hold it against the Dodgers. It is a baseball thing that is being out there. It's like, you know, you've got the money to spend on a new car. You're going to buy the top of the line car if you can afford it. You don't care what your neighbor can afford. And so that's the problem with baseball. And baseball isn't like real life. In order to have a good functioning league and you know, get the people interested, which baseball has over the last, you know, year, they've done a great job of that, but keep those people interested and get that salary cap, get that salary floor. I think people will like that, but it was theater last night. It was great last night watching that game. And we get three more today. I do believe that the NFL paid Major League Baseball off to not have a fourth game three because it would compete against what really kind of is a non-interesting NFL game. I mean, you look at what's going on in San Francisco. That's the Chiefs wide receiver room from a couple of years ago. DeMarcus Robinson, MVS, and Sky Moore are your three starting wide receivers for the San Francisco 49ers. And then you have a backup quarterback still, I believe, in there. So, and then you've got the Rams.
That's awesome.
And you know, what they've done so far this season, obviously been pretty good. Should be a blowout, right? It should be, on paper, a blowout, but that's why we play the games. But yeah, could you imagine? I would love to have seen what a game three LA versus, you know, Cincinnati would have done in that time slot against a regular season NFL game. I'm sure the NFL game would have probably trumped it 2-1 or 3-1.
Yeah, for sure.
With a rating standpoint.
Doesn't matter now.
No, it doesn't matter. But I would have loved to have seen if people went, you know, because we talk all the time, you know, elimination games are the best thing in sports. Game sevens. Well, this would have been a game seven tonight if the Dodgers had lost and the Reds had won. We would have been seeing a game seven. So we technically have three quote-unquote game sevens, elimination games today. Baseball, man, it was fantastic yesterday, and today's going to be awesome to watch what happens where everybody is playing for their life today.
And to be fair, the games that are being played today are the ones that we actually care about.
Yeah, like they are.
When we looked at the slab, right, we looked at it, we're like, all right, Dodger or Detroit and Cleveland, yes, sir.
Yes.
San Diego Cubs, yes, sir. It's in Chicago and Wrigley, day games, every single one of them. And then you're like, New York, Boston, duh.
Yeah, right.
And then you're like, Cincinnati Dodgers. Well, that'll be over in two, and the Dodgers will blow them out.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened.
And that's exactly what happened. Yeah, it stinks. But it is what it is. But you're right. We got what we wanted today for Major League Baseball. It's fantastic.
No doubt about it. Just want a quick shout out to Tammy. She turns 40 today. It's this guy's wife. He goes, she turns 40 today. I've been lucky enough to have spent 20 years of them with her. So happy birthday, Tammy.
Okay. Way we'll to go, Tammy.
There's a lot of birthdays in October, baby. You gotta love
it. I got a big one today we gotta get to as well. Yeah, a big one today.
Oh, no. I think, do I know this?
No, okay. Well, you know the person, but you don't know whose birthday it is. It's a big one today.
It's a big one.
Big one.
A stat that Kelsey leads in once again for at least a couple more weeks that will change, plus the greatest of all time. We'll get into that next on 96 by the Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
That's right, Q. That's a hell of a drop. Happy offseason to all of them. I can only imagine 162 games. What are they doing? 885 days or something like that?
Well, they do 162 regular season games. Now add 30 more spring training games onto that, right? And if you're in the playoffs, now you've got three more at least added onto that. If you're the Yankees, Boston, all the teams that moved on today. So you're at 195 games already. And if you advance further into the playoffs, you're well over 200 games. Remember, there's only 365 days of the year. They're
sometimes
playing all these games.
Or
366, depending on the leap year. So it's crazy to see that they play that many baseball games, man. It's a lot.
I will say this, and I don't know why I just thought about this weird brain up there. Is that one of the most underrated Chiefs dynasty stats? like the amount of games they played in three, and I guess it'd be like five consecutive years now.
Yeah, for sure.
And yet still are there.
Yeah, they've played an entire season of postseason games, right? So you think Patrick Mahomes is like in year eight. He's actually in year nine of
playing.
It's like
dog years.
Right? Yeah, no, it is. People don't factor that in. I mean, you know, over the course of the season, when you think about the Chiefs playing to the last game of the year, which is obviously a blessing, you have a lot of teams that are already got a month into their offseason. They're not playing all those extra games.
If you're Carolina, the Saints, the Jets.
Like you have
how many teams are eliminated right now in the NFL?
Well, the Saints are eliminated, the Titans are eliminated, and the Jets are eliminated.
Miami.
Miami, Cleveland, Cincinnati, that's 16.
And you said Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee's the worst team
in
the
NFL. You see their coach is mad at Cam Ward?
Their coach is mad at everybody. He's mad at the media.
You got to go, dude. It's
time.
Get it over with.
And what's he mad at Cam Ward about now?
Because it seems buck. He's keeping it buck that they're ass. Well, he's like, he's a young kid. He's learned how to talk.
Yeah, he's learned the PR. Yeah.
Look, I'm around young kids all the time at high school events. He talks like the young kids talk in high school. They all say that. Do you know how many times my kids call me bro?
I love it.
That's great.
I mean, it's bro. I mean, Mac, I mean, you're in that generation. it's true. It's like you're still kind of that generation. You say bro a lot.
I always say bro. And your kids say goodbye and they're like, damn, dad, this is fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, they don't do that when my wife cooks, but when I do, I mean, yeah, there's no question about it. It's fire. They love it because I put love. I cook with love in my meals.
Did you cook that? Oh, no, you
were. No, we were at tennis. Then there was a bonfire. Like, I wasn't home yesterday.
That was takeout or to go.
You know what I had for dinner last night? So I want to shout out to the KC Crime Convention. They had me be part of their luncheon yesterday. We honored the police officers, over 400 police officers and police women in attendance yesterday, and got to conduct a chat with Alex Gordon and Willie Wilson. It was awesome. Those guys are fantastic. And shout out to all the police officers out there. I know we got a lot listened. A lot came up to me yesterday. So there are 60 different police districts and municipalities in the area. I think somebody from every municipality came up and said, we listen to you guys every morning. We love you. So if you're out in your patrol car today, shout us out on the text line. Let us know where you are. We'll shout you out, and we appreciate you guys.
And then get in front of me on the way home so on 4:35 I don't have any traffic.
That's exactly right.
I'll just
follow
you like a Priest Holmes and your Tony Richardson. We'll get there.
Get the thing going, the convoy going. And so then I went out to Bonner Springs where they had tennis all day yesterday. And so I was out there. So by the time I got home, it was 6:37 o'clock at night. I opened the fridge, obviously. There's nothing in there. And for me to say there's nothing.
As I say, you're not being a child where there's nothing in the fridge.
No, there was nothing in the fridge. And so I had a rice cake with peanut butter, a rice cake with Nutella, a protein bar, and some gelato that I picked up at Hy-Vee. That is that Teo gelato that is fantastic. Oh, my God. It's so good. And it's only available at Hy-Vee. And it is phenomenal. And it is wonderful. And that was my dinner last night, Dusty. Meanwhile, you're eating cilantro lime rice and salmon like all this stuff. And I'm like, if I could just get a morsel of food around here, please. I'm starving.
You can come move in for a week if you need to get away.
I have to.
I mean, you can ask Mac. He got the enchiladas.
So good. Yeah, with the enchiladas. I was going to take some of those, but I wasn't going to be home at all. They would have been like melting in Bonner Springs.
You ate it at this point last night hearing that story.
I know.
Screw it.
Shout out Bonner Springs High School, too. Their football helmets are fire, man. Matte, black, orange. They got the number on one side.
Nice.
They got their B for Bonner Springs on the other. I love it, man.
That sounds good.
I'm a sucker for any kind of matte helmet, so it was awesome.
I'm a sucker for a bold take in sports. And I anyways, here's Harold Reynolds on the Shohei Ohtani Babe Ruth debate.
Shohei Ohtani is just invoking all the memories I had when I would tell my brothers to watch Michael Jordan play. If you see Michael Jordan play, stop what you're doing and enjoy, because there's a day you'll regret not watching every single at-bat Shohei Ohtani takes. For him to start the game in the bottom of the first with a home run against Hunter Green and then hit one of the most gargantuan home runs I've ever seen at Dodger Stadium, he is reminding all of us how much of a superstar he is.
He hadn't even pitched yet. Remember we used to say, Babe Ruth was great. Babe Ruth isn't even in the stratosphere with this guy. This is the greatest baseball player we've ever seen.
There are people that get upset when people say that.
They can get upset. They want.
You don't know. Babe couldn't run like this dude. Not anywhere near close. He couldn't throw the ball as hard as this dude.
He couldn't do what this guy did. He had a flair, and that's where they both fit.
So that's MLB Network last night before the Dodgers and Reds game takes on. And I've always said that I've never classified Babe Ruth as one of the top baseball players of all time. And I know there are people that are probably like, Tusty, come on. Like, I understand it's not his fault of the time that he was alive and when he was around, where, you know, Squirrely Dean was throwing 65 mile an hour fastballs, and here's this, you know, guy that's a milk delivery guy that pitches during the night but delivers milk during the day. Like, the talent feel wasn't there.
No, the talent, clearly.
Yeah. Oil Can Boyd.
Yeah, he was probably the Red Sox could have used him last night.
That was his guy. His name was Sparky Joe Kirby. Yeah. He could throw a really good fastball, and oh my God, Jackie Robinson exists. Shout out to the Shane Gillis stand-up. But no, I've never classified Babe as, to me, the greatest of all time. And after I heard this last night and I kind of thought about it, I don't know if there is a solidified greatest of all time in baseball, because I will sit on my back porch and do a Patio Sessions podcast with anyone and everyone and just defend Willie Mays. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who I'll defend because of what he presents. Now, there are people that will say Shohei Ohtani. Well, when Shohei Ohtani gets to the accolades that Willie Mays gets to, we can have a conversation. I've always thought Willie Mays, to me, with the makeup per se and the talent that he had and he possessed, power, speed, like maybe the original, but one of the first five-tool players we'd ever seen.
Yeah.
The great catch, obviously the immaculate catch, center fielder, not the immaculate catch, but it's the greatest catch center field in baseball. And then Jim Edmonds said, hold my beer in Kauffman Stadium one night. And so, like, Babe never really up there. Shohei Ohtani is a special freak human being. And this has always been a take that I've held in my back pocket, because we will see another Patrick Mahomes before we will see another Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question.
And that, to me, is one of those conversations where, like, you hear it right away. It's like when you try food for the first time, you're like, oh, didn't like that. But then all of a sudden you get the aftertaste. You're like, you know what? I appreciated that. That was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. We will see. We saw Joe Montana, then we saw John Elway, then we saw Favre, then we saw Rodgers, Manning, Brady, Mahomes, all these great quarterbacks. We've never seen anything like Shohei Ohtani. And if he continues this, right, because he does steal bases, he does hit for power, he does pitch, and when he does pitch, he's pretty dominant. Yeah. Now he's had a little setback because of the Tommy John, but he's pitching game one of the NLDS. And I can guarantee you the reason he didn't pitch a lot of innings is because of this moment.
That's right.
Because the Dodgers have the ace of spades in their back pocket, and that is arguably the best baseball player we have seen since peak Mike Trout.
Yeah, no, I think Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player of all time because of the times. And you know, what you said about Babe Ruth, you're right, the competition wasn't great. But the competition wasn't great for Willie Mays either, to where it is right now. And I have a hard time saying guys from the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s are better athletes in any sport than the guys that are playing today. You mentioned the milkman. You're right. Guys were doing their day job and then going and pitching at night. I mean, that's the way it was in the early days
there
of baseball,
facts.
Right?
There are facts of this.
Those are facts. Look, that was the same way in the early days of the NFL. When the Chiefs first got here, they're practicing at Swope Park, and Len Dawson's doing post-practice interviews for Channel 9 because he had his nighttime job that he had to go to, where he was making more money than he was making playing that professional sport. And so I think the athletes that are playing today are the ones that you look back at and you consider who are the best in the sport. It's really funny, though, for me with baseball. There's not much of a debate on who the best player is anymore. I think a lot of people for Shohei Ohtani, and baseball is one of those sports where we debate everything in baseball, right? And in football, you can debate who the greatest NFL player is of all time. You can debate, obviously, in the NBA, who the greatest player is of all time. We do that every July. And then, you know, hockey, you can debate who the greatest player is of all time. I just think when you play now, and you're in this era of professional sports, that's where you really are the best. Everybody's faster. Everybody's stronger. Everybody's getting faster. Everybody's getting stronger. Look how many people have gotten to be really, really fast at the wide receiver position since Tyreek Hill, and he's only been around 9 years. And that position has changed. The science that we have, the information that we have right now, all of the stuff that we have today is superior to anything any of these old guys ever played with. And so that's why I look now, because I don't believe, and I shouldn't make a blanket statement, but I'm going to, I don't believe any athlete from the 60s, if you took them in their prime and put them in the game today, I don't know how competitive they would be against the athletes that are out there today. So
without today's training or
Russell would have hung around today's NBA.
Hell yeah.
He's like 7'3".
Yeah, but how good would he have been? I mean, we don't have the 7-footers that much anymore in the NBA. You know,
still
center
good.
But. Oh yeah, he would have been good.
Kevin Durant 7-foot.
Yep.
Luka's, what, 6'10", 6'11"?
6'8". There's a lot of, are you asking how many 7-footers
there
are?
Like, there's not the big center, you know. I mean, that era is, I mean, it's actually coming back, I think, a little bit more now than it was for the last decade or so, where the center was kind of taken out of the game, right? It was more of a fast-paced shoot-to-three type of game, and now you get the big man back in because, oh, wait, it's easier to make a bunch of twos than it is to line up and hit a bunch of threes.
We need more balls.
Yeah, we need more ball. Ball bowls. Bowl.
Yeah.
Bowl.
Bowl.
Bowls is the second rotation in the garage.
I also think that when you play today, you got more information. You're sure. Mm-hmm. Like, there were no scouting reports back then or anything. We knew what they were doing. You just kind of went out there and played the game. Now it's so intricate. And Shohei Ohtani, look, he's not a gimmick. He's not a hitter that can pitch every, you know, 17th day out of the bullpen. He's a Cy Young Award candidate. He's an MVP candidate. That's why, for me, he's the greatest baseball player that's ever lived.
Yeah, So he came in the league in 2018, right? And then obviously 2020, there's a shortened year due to the pandemic. I don't know. I also don't think there is a greatest of all time in baseball, if that makes sense.
But is there really a greatest of all time, though, in any sport? Because I was thinking about this.
Tom Brady is in football.
Well,
Michael Jordan is in basketball. Wayne Gretzky is in hockey.
Yeah, but you can make the case there's a whole defensive side of the football.
At the end of the day, at the percentage of those guys' names being considered the GOAT, it will be, I believe, 80% percentile.
But there we go again, though, with the NFL, where anything that's considered like greatest all-time MVP, we always have to go back to the quarterback on that kind of stuff.
It's,
you know,
the most important position in sports.
It is, but just because you were the best quarterback doesn't make you the greatest player of all time. I don't know who the greatest NFL player of all time is. I mean, I would love to see guys who have covered this league for a very long time, some of the old school dudes and broadcasters and whatnot, kind of have that conversation of the greatest of all time. I think people will kind of say Tom Brady initially, then they'll probably working Joe Montana. I think you could work in Lawrence Taylor, you know, into that equation. There were so many game changers over the. I mean, Patrick Mahomes can make a case for the greatest of all time. I mean,
for sure. But like, the reason I think the quarterback is because they touch the ball every play. The game is dictated through them.
Yeah.
Like, look at teams in football. The bad teams are bad because of why?
No quarterback.
And the good
you're
teams
right.
Are,
yeah.
So that's why. Whereas in baseball, like, I firmly believe, this is just me talking, this is not bias, I believe that Bobby Witt Jr. is a better baseball player than Shohei Ohtani. He plays better defense. He has better speed. He has the power, not the power Ohtani has, but he has all the tools. Whereas Ohtani, yes, he pitches, right? And this was the first year where he kind of didn't pitch the full season. Ohtani is great. And Ohtani is fantastic. But if I was starting a franchise today, gun to my head, and I had never been in Kansas City media, I would take Bobby Witt Jr. with the number one overall pick.
Oh, I would take Shohei Ohtani, and I wouldn't think twice. He does both things for you.
And he's 30. He'll be 31 next year. Bobby Witt Jr. is 25.
Yeah, in baseball, it doesn't matter as much with the 30 as it does in the NFL. You look at guys in their
30s.
Well,
and not a position player.
Depends on how you pitch.
And we're seeing the injury happen this year to Ohtani.
Yeah, last year. And so he's bounced. No, I'm taking Shohei Ohtani 20 times over 20 over Bobby Witt Jr. The guy's a Cy Young Award winner and an MVP. And you have one guy that gets you a Cy Young Award and an MVP, can play outfield, can pitch, can hit, and do all that. There's nobody that's done it better in Major League Baseball. But he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher. He's not a gimmick pitcher. He's not, we're going to roll you out on a Sunday afternoon. There's nobody better in the history of baseball, in my opinion, than Shohei Ohtani. And I'm taking Shohei Ohtani every single day because he can do both things for me and fill two roster spots with one guy. And when you're going to pay somebody that money, you're essentially getting two players for his salary,
you're paying
too.
You're paying a DH. Paying a DH and a guy that pitches every fifth day, whereas Bobby Witt Jr. plays 162 games a year, plays shortstop, and hits like insanely well in every sort of category.
Yeah, the pitching is what matters though in the postseason. That's why I'm paying Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, he's the guy. I'm not backing down. Shohei Ohtani is the greatest baseball player.
Back down.
No, I'm just saying
he's just not the greatest baseball player of all time. Well, he's played He's literally played. Okay, so he's played 8 seasons. He's considered the greatest of all time.
Where he's trending right now? Yeah, absolutely.
So then Mahomes is the greatest football player.
I think you can start to make the case for that if you wanted to.
You're saying that Ohtani is in 8 seasons, so then Mahomes should be considered the greatest of all time.
Well, no, I'm not ready to crown Patrick Mahomes yet. He still needs to get a couple of more rings, and Patrick doesn't play defense. Shohei Ohtani is a two-way player and a dominant two-way player. Nobody else in baseball or sports has done that. We're watching a two-way player in the NFL right now in Travis Hunter, right? I know he's a rookie and all that kind of stuff. But we're watching a two-way player in the NFL be irrelevant on both sides of the ball that was the number two overall pick. We're watching Shohei Ohtani be a master and a genius and a big-time player in the postseason on both sides of the ball. He hits, he pitches. Nobody else in sports does that. That's what gives Shohei Ohtani the leg up on everybody else, is that he does something that literally nobody else in sports does, and that's dominate as a two-way player.
So you'd say that if he retired today, you'd still say that?
I would. I mean, again, I've not seen anything like this in my lifetime or prior lifetimes, right? Like, no one has, right? I mean, you go back to Babe Ruth. That's really the only guy you go back to. I wish baseball was different. Like, I wish we let our pitchers hit. I wish we had that opportunity, because when you play baseball your whole life, the best athlete's the pitcher, the shortstop. He's the same guy, and he's the best hitter as well. And then we get to the big leagues or professional baseball, and then all of a sudden we don't worry about the pitcher hitting anymore. I'd love to see it. Like, I'd like to see Jack Caglione pitch too and see if he could be that two-way player, right? You got to make yourself more valuable and whatnot, but baseball doesn't lend itself to that for obvious reasons. That's why Shohei Ohtani stands out. And again, when you're doing it and it's not a gimmick and you're dominating, that's where you really take it to the next level. It's not like, you know, Bartolo Colon hitting a home run. That was kind of a gimmick. Or, you know, the position player coming in and pitching a little bit, like that Brett Phillips guy. That was a gimmick. Shohei Ohtani is not a gimmick. He is a dominating performer on both sides of the ball.
Sports Talk on 96.5 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back with an original hit series, Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversities, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King. It is on Sundays in September. It started on September 21st. You can get back into it and catch up exclusively on Paramount Plus. Coming up next, there's a big problem in the NFL. It involves one player and also the media. Both can be wrong as well. We'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
From the 816, can we hear Dusty trying to defend Bobby Witt Jr.'s stats compared to Ohtani, including pitching, since stats don't lie to him? I could just start from the top. My argument was that Shohei Ohtani is a DH. Bobby Witt Jr. is a five-tool player. Shohei Ohtani is not a five-tool player. Again, opinions are opinions. If I had a draft based on age and the athlete itself, I'm taking Bobby Witt Jr., the number one overall pick.
And I'm really surprised, quite honestly, that more of these owners in baseball haven't pushed for guys to be more like Shohei Ohtani, because they're so cheap and don't want to pay anybody. You know, like, they go out there, hey, can you do both sides of the ball? That way we can pay you one salary and get two players out of the deal. Like, I am really shocked we haven't seen more of that happen in Major League Baseball, more of a push for that in Major League Baseball.
Right. So yesterday, I guess it was a main story, right? Because we were on the air talking about the AFC North and all the quarterbacks they're going to start this week in the AFC North. It's manhandled by Aaron Rodgers at 41 in Pittsburgh, who's on a bye, so they're not playing.
They're not playing, man.
Jake Browning, who's going to – Zach Taylor's just, you know, Jake Browning is the Titanic. Zach Taylor is the captain of that ship. He's just going to go down. I think he said he's going to stick with his guy.
He said he really the lies, sure, you know. Yeah. Oh, I really trust and believe, and going forward with Jake, right? You got to say that, man. It's September. You had no choice but to say that.
Jake Browning's in Cincinnati. Then you go to Baltimore. It could be Cooper Rush, because Lamar Jackson was not a practice participant yesterday. Obviously, it was Wednesday. Today is Thursday. More will be telling the rest of the week.
And then, we'll talk about that weird situation today.
Right. That is a bizarre situation.
Sounds like a little bit of saving face to me.
I think so, too. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Ah, Andrew.
But then again, if it's not, John Harbaugh could literally tell.
You know, Bob, that's really none of your business.
Yeah, so that's true. You look at that sort of stuff, and then there is the comments yesterday about everybody that had a take on this, which was the Shador Sanders thing.
Right.
And I thought what was interesting about that is that you had multiple people on different platforms from all over continuing to talk about this, right? And I think it's interesting when you look at what's going on, because Rex Ryan a few days ago, I don't know, he was on First Take. And he was talking about Shador Sanders.
I think he's a Monday guest.
Is that what it is? Monday?
I think so.
They had him on, and he basically was like, you need to get your ass in the front of the row. You need to stop talking. You need to, you know, do this. You got talent. You just need to shut your mouth and learn. Essentially, those were the words. And I think that when you look at that sort of situation and hear that, and then you hear the announcement that Dylan Gabriel is going to be the starter in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So what do the smart media members do? They rush to Shador's locker. And they ask him what he thinks about Dylan Gabriel, his teammate, being promoted to the starting quarterback. Shador Sanders responds by pantomiming his response by just wording things with his mouth, not saying anything.
Right.
So what does everybody do? They gravitate to the outlandish behavior. They go towards Shador Sanders, and they say, this kid is out of control. This kid is just not good right now. Like, he's doing all these things that are bad. And I think, in my personal opinion, there are two sides to blame here. I think that Shador set himself up for failure with the way that he carried himself in college, the way he carried himself from the draft.
Yep.
I am not giving him any excuses for that. You built this fake empire that you were this guy. Yes, your dad is promoting you. We know who Deion Sanders is. We know that Deion Sanders is, you know, flamboyantly loud. He's colorful. He's all these things. He's prime. He's also a dad.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to promote your kids.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't give a rip about tennis 5 years ago. By God, you're in Bonner Springs watching tennis. It's the greatest night of your life.
Yeah.
And that's what dads do.
Right.
And I do think there is a lot of blame on Shador Sanders' camp in this whole thing, because this is your bed, kid. You made it. I say kid, he's 23 years old.
He's a kid.
We were all dumbasses at 23.
We're all dumbasses till you're about 30. And you really are. And then most of us are dumbasses after. But
I think that he has not done himself any favors.
Nope.
But I also think that he's kind of now put himself in a lose-lose situation, which to me is one of the worst case scenarios you could ever put yourself in. I also blame media, because how many third-string quarterbacks can you name in the NFL?
Well, ever.
Okay.
Ever.
And not only that.
Who's the third string for the Chiefs?
It was Bailey Zappe.
Yeah, right. I couldn't tell you who the third-string quarterback is here in Kansas City.
Oh, but I'm sure that text line knows exactly
who. Well, good
for
them.
But, like, you don't know the third string in Jacksonville?
No.
You don't know who's behind Carson Wentz
in
Minnesota?
You know the third string in New York because it's Jameis Winston.
Right, because of who he is.
Right.
Now, again,
or maybe it's Russell Wilson.
I also think people like Rex Ryan are to blame for the situation that is building in football around Shador. Like, I could care less about what happens in Cleveland. I'm just doing a job as a sports radio host and talking about topics that are moving the needle in sports on Thursday.
Right.
And this is clearly definitely one of them.
Oh, it's a needle
mover,
yeah.
There are people in the media that it's like, I ask the question, why do you care? And people will say this on the text, and I guarantee, then why do you care? Why are you talking about it? Because there's two different issues here. It's not I don't care if Shador Sanders starts or plays. I don't care if he's the backup pantomiming or whatever. But he did that because Rex Ryan took a jab at trying to say, like, cross your arms, shut your mouth, and sit in the front row. And don't. First off, you're not my coach. Mm-hmm. You're not my father. You're not my boss. You're not God. But, like, that's what I don't understand. Like, Rex Ryan doesn't need to say that. Like, why do you care so much, Rex?
Well,
and then you ask why he does this. He's taking a shot at Rex Ryan, which then we go back to the other side. Two wrongs do not make a right. How many times have you told that to your kids
right.
in life?
Yeah.
Like, if that's the case,
today?
And, like, or just, like, do what Marshawn Lynch did. I'm here so I don't get fined. Hey, what do you think about Dylan Gabriel getting the job? Why don't you ask him? He's right over there. Locker room's over there. Ask Dillon Gabriel.
I'll just say this. It is, at the end of the day, an ultimate failure on the part of the Browns PR staff, though. Shedeur Sanders should not be in an open locker room. Like you can control that. When was the last time you saw the Chiefs' third-string quarterback parading around the locker room? Like, even when Patrick Mahomes was the backup, he was not available for interviews. And if he was in there, he would always say, hey, man, it's not my team. You know, you go talk to Alex Smith. So the PR team for the Cleveland Browns, major fail on their side of things to allow Shedeur Sanders to be in that open locker room. The third string quarterback should not be being talked to anybody, because every time that somebody talks to this guy, there's a story about Shedeur Sanders, right? So they need to do a better job of keeping the second string quarterback and the third string quarterback. You're not part of the team. We're going to talk to the quarterback. We'll talk to the people who are on the team right now.
And also go talk to the guy that got promoted.
Well, that's exactly right.
And
right, right. Yeah.
And they did.
And look, I've been in locker rooms. You've been in locker rooms.
What did you see more of yesterday?
Shedeur Sanders. I have no idea what
Dillon Gabriel did. I couldn't pick
Dillon Gabriel out of a lineup, right? But if Dillon
he would go like this.
Oh, there's a short guy over there. But also, too, like, when I was raised covering the NFL, man, I had a lot of good adults that I could look up to that were in this league. Dick Vermeil, Carl Peterson, like, there were, like, you know, Trent Green. There were guys in this league that when you went into that locker room as a 23, 24-year-old kid, you're like, I'm among some of the legends here of this. Tony Gonzalez, obviously, you know, at that point in time, Priest Holmes. And all of those guys always talked about the privilege that it is to play in the NFL. And Carl and Vermeil were really big on this. It's not your right to play in the NFL. It is a privilege to play in the National Football League. And right now, Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur, is acting immature, ignorant, and he's a distraction. He's the third quarterback on the roster. We should not hear from the third quarterback or the backup quarterback for any football team. And so Rex Ryan did what he did, but at the end of the day, he's paid to do that. Rex is paid to have a hot take. And everybody, he may have made that Monday, maybe Tuesday. It's later in the week. We're still talking about it. Like, Rex Ryan moves the needle for ESPN. There's no question about that. So he's paid to give his opinions. I like his opinion, even if we may not agree with it. At least it's an opinion. At least it's a take. At least it's not something that, you know, like Ryan Clark or, you know, somebody like that or Orlovsky. Rex Ryan has an opinion. And Shedeur Sanders, if you're going to be a quarterback in this league, you can't be responding to the media. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. I just think Shedeur Sanders is one of those guys, and we've all seen him. He was a silver spooner growing up his entire life, right? His dad took care of everything for him. He never really had to be a quote-unquote adult in the real world. And when you get there for the first time and dad's not there to pick up the mess and clean up everything for you, you don't know how to act. Shedeur Sanders needs to grow up. He needs to mature. He needs to act like an adult if he's going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. Because if you're going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, you're in charge of that entire organization. Shedeur doesn't seem ready to be that guy quite yet.
He could be playing this week.
I know. I'd love to see him play.
For the Browns or for the Baltimore Ravens, who he said to. He said, no, I don't want to go play behind a two-time MVP and one of the best coaches in the NFL and learn.
Right.
And go take in information. No, I want to be the starter, and I'm just going to go be an immature D-bag and work my way to the top. I'm glad the Browns are at least standing their ground here and not giving in and saying, you know what, everyone wants Shedeur Sanders. All right, let's go put him in. Like, if he hasn't earned it, he hasn't earned it.
Right.
He could have said yesterday, hey, man, way to go, Dillon Gabriel. Really excited to back him up and be there for him. We're in the film room. We're working hard. Like, then you're right. I still would have heard more about Shedeur Sanders, but it would have been a positive connotation.
Right. Yes.
He's the one driving the narrative still in my mind.
I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah. The media says stuff all the time. You don't respond. You don't. You cannot respond. Or if you really have a problem with it, call that guy and say,
now
hey,
he
man,
can't win. Now, if he doesn't respond or he's like, I have no comment on that, they're going to be like, all right, Shedeur's a coward. Now he's just not talking.
I don't think that's the case. Okay. I don't know. I think if somebody does that, then they're out of touch. I really do. Like, it's the third string quarterback on an NFL team. The league. Fifth round draft pick as well. A third round quarterback that was picked in the fifth round. There's no reason that guy needs to be at open mic night.
Yeah. He was a fifth round draft pick because of himself too, though, right?
Yeah.
This is not the normal fifth round draft pick.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He did it to himself. Like, everything that's happening with Shedeur Sanders right now, it has shown that fifth round pick has not humbled him at all. It has not changed his mindset of who he needs to be and how he needs to go about his business. You would have thought being talked about as a first round pick and then falling to the fifth round to Cleveland would have straightened him up. That would have been the scared straight program.
He's continued to be that same type of guy that's getting the headlines for all the wrong reasons. When was the last time you saw an athlete do mime?
Yeah, what? Weird.
I mean, it's stupid. Dude, it's mimes immature.
Dude, mimes don't talk. They do when they're having sex. Shout out Saving Silverman, Jack Black, and Steve Zahn. And Jason Biggs. And I forget what that
Whatever girl. Happened to that guy? Is he still around?
You should look it up. He got into alcohol and drugs.
Oh, no.
Mm, yep. Dang.
He's sober now, though, but he did a sit-down, I believe. But, yeah, he got, after the American Pie 2 movie, I believe, Jason Biggs was like, I am Jim.
Yeah.
I am Jim.
Yeah. Oh, no, he, like, thought he
no,
was.
No, I don't think he just.
Okay.
He just.
Because I was just reading something about James Gandolfini this morning, and he never did late-night TV and, you know, Letterman and all that because he never wanted to, like, get that character ruined and change and for people to think that it wasn't really real. Like, he didn't want to go outside of that realm. I thought that was kind of bizarre. And then when you said that about him, like, oh, no, he's channeling, you know, his character from American Pie? Oh, no.
No, I don't know how many people actually. I know we're going to break, but I know there's a Bond character. He only did one movie. It was George Lazenby. Honor Her Majesty's Secret Services.
He played James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that guy's name.
I can give
name.
You a great story. This guy, yeah, George Lazenby, or some people say Lazenby. He actually fooled the Broccoli family who did the Bond movies because he created a fake collateral and he went in there with headshots. He goes, hey, I've only got 3 hours for this interview because I've got a couple of movies lined up, but I want to give you my respects because of this.
Love it.
Had no movies. Bonds were panicking because this was between Connery and Roger Moore. They had no Bond. Connery was done. And so they're like, all right, call that guy back. He fits the script. He's English. He's good looking. Let's just call Lazenby. They gave him the role. It's normally a 3-year contract that you get for Bond movies. Lazenby did the movie and then went to round and said, I am James Bond. Ordered all shaken, not stirred martinis. Didn't pay for drinks. And
like in real life.
In real life.
Oh, God.
Can't pay.
Yeah,
he's
screw
done.
You. That's like,
insert
you know I am guy.
Roger Moore. And yeah. Then all the terrible Bond movies began. Again, you're either Connery or Roger Moore in this game.
Oh, my God. I had no idea. Yeah, that's a great
awesome.
Story. That's
Under
fantastic.
Imagine Secret Service, the only movie in which James Bond gets married.
Really?
Yeah. And then Blofeld kills her at the end.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Get into That's Bond great. With me, man, whenever you want. I have the hardest debate you could ever have with me is, who would you rather be, Indiana Jones or Ooh. James Bond? I don't know the answer to that
question.
I think
it's James Bond because you didn't
you
have a big...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Boulder chase you, and you had beautiful women for James Bond, and like little lasers out of your cufflinks.
You got beautiful women when you're indie.
Yeah.
You got Elsa the German.
Yeah, but James Bond,
all I have to do
man.
Is squeeze. All I have to do is scream.
Yeah, fair point. James Bond, man.
I know.
That dude.
I get it. I don't know the answer.
It ain't Rocky.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, definitely not. I think I'd rather be Muhammad Ali. Coming up on the other side, we get to the Chiefs and what they have to do to beat the Lions. Is not the Lions, but I think that's what they have to do to get over this fake narrative the Chiefs continuing to have every single season. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.